A very good morning and wishing you a fantastic Friday ahead. Welcome to today's episode of Morning Wealth. We're talking about three things today. Biden pushes $1 trillion infra plan, insights into capital spending in the US, and Nike stock up 11.9%. President Biden and a group of centrist senators agreed to a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure plan, securing a long-sought bipartisan deal on overhauling the nation's transportation, water, and broadband infrastructure that lawmakers in the White House will now attempt to shepherd through a closely divided Capitol Hill. The news helped drive a broad-based rally that lifted everything from construction stocks to Tesla. Caterpillar was up about 2.6%. Construction aggregates producer Vulcan Materials also leapt about 3.3%. That was enough for Wall Street to send stocks higher yet again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped about 323 points. The S&P 500 Nasdaq also was up 0.6 and 0.7% respectively. It was a busy day of trading in a normally sleepy pharmaceutical sector. Drug maker Eli Lilly rose about 7% after the company said it would seek regulatory approval for its experimental Alzheimer's disease treatment. Biogen, which received approval for its own drug earlier this month, fell about 6%. Wall Street's biggest banks easily cleared the Fed stress test. Firms are now officially free from restrictions that the regulator put on dividends and share repurchases last year, setting the stage for a deluge of payouts and buybacks after results showed the industry built up a stockpile of cash during the pandemic. Early estimates indicate that six largest lenders, including JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citi, would return more than $140 billion to shareholders. Moving on to data, the latest data on weekly jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, showed that 411,000 people applied for unemployment benefits. That was slightly less than prior week's 418,000, which stemmed from an unexpected increase. There's an interesting viewpoint that I read out of Wall Street Journal. There is a rule of thumb in data watching, and if you want to understand which way things are trending, you need to watch the revisions. What is happening with capital spending might be a case in point. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the U.S. manufacturers' new orders for durable goods rose about 2.3% in May from April, lower than the 2.6% gain economists had expected. Much of that increase was due to a jump in aircraft orders, which are often lumpy. The element of the report economists home in on to gauge capital spending plans is non-defense capital goods excluding aircraft, which actually slipped by 0.1%. Most had expected it to rise. But then there were significant revisions to the April durable goods figures, which now show that the orders for non-defense capital goods excluding aircraft rose about 2.7% in April from March versus an initial reported gain of about 2.2%. That marked the largest monthly increase since July of last year, when the US economy was still lurching out of the spring shutdowns. Revised data tend to provide more complete picture of what is happening. When the Labor Department releases its monthly jobs figures, for example, it has data from about three quarters of the employers it has surveyed. Over the next 2 months, that response rate is usually over 90%. Moving on to results from Nike. Nike was up, rising after the company reported better than expected earnings and the detailed financial impact of boycotts in China. The sports apparel and accessories maker reported a non-GAAP profit of about 96 cents per share on sales of about 12.3 billion for its fiscal fourth quarter ended May 31st. In a statement to investors, Chief Executive Officer attributed the company's strong results to its consumer direct acceleration strategy. Nike direct sales rose 73% to about 4.5 billion during the fourth quarter. Wholesale shipments were higher as well. Driven by year-over-year digital sales growth of 147%, currency adjusted revenue increased 88% compared with the same period last year, confirming that demand for athletic wear and wellness products remains strong even as people return to office. North America, which accounts for 32% of Nike's revenue, remained the strongest region with year-over-year growth of 141%. Europe, the Middle East, and Africa overtook Greater China to become Nike's second largest market, following a 124% year-over-year increase in sales. Sales in Greater China increased 17% compared with the corresponding period last year, as boycotts by consumers, a response to a decision by the company to check its supply chain for the use of forced labor by Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities, appeared to cut into demand for its goods. The Greater China area was China's slowest growing market during the quarter, falling behind nearly triple-digit year-over-year growth in every other region. In previous years, sales growth in China has consistently been double the rate for Nike globally. For the full year, sales in Greater China were up over 24%, while global sales increased 19%. The stock was up 11.9% after hours. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, everyone, and I'll speak to you on Monday.